And in 1990s California, the internet boom sparks a second gold rush.
Gold rush mentality still existed over 100 years later when Silicon Valley got started. And the secret of Silicon Valley was that people were willing to take huge risks.
In 10 years, 30,000 new high-tech companies launch. Silicon Valley creates nearly a million new jobs in the 1990s. Venture capitalists inject over $121 billion into high-tech companies in 1998. But not every dot-com entrepreneur makes a fortune.
In the Silicon Valley culture, it's perfectly fine. If you have a brilliant idea and you try it and it doesn't work out, people accept that. Hey, you know, they don't all work. But if you did a good job at it, hey, you'll probably get another chance.
In March 2000, the dot-com bubble bursts. But the world is transformed.
While people didn't make as much money as they thought they were going to make, everybody got online. And the country got wired and embraced this new technology much faster than it would have had there not been a big boom. And so just as the gold rush kind of invented California, I think the internet boom days didn't make as many fortunes, but they did wire the whole country in a really transformative way.
But as the information superhighway comes of age, America wakes up to a new and terrifying threat.